About 20 dogs curious about my microphone tell me how it is inside the kennels of Stanton Animal Hospital on Green Acres Road in Fayetteville. Though they are various sizes and colors, the animals all appear to be past the puppy stage, the prime time when dogs can contract parvo. Recent reports have stated that animal shelters and veterinarians have seen more cases than usual this summer. I contacted my vet, well, my animal's vet, Dr. Douglas Leach with the Stanton Clinic, to find out more about the canine parvovirus.
And that's what canine parvovirus does, is vomiting and diarrhea. And then they lose so much fluids, they become dehydrated, and then they have no appetite, and dehydration is usually what kills those pups.
Puppies that are less than 1 year old are typically the animals affected by it. When puppies are born, Dr. Leach says they have antibodies from their mom. But at 6 weeks old, those maternal antibodies are gone.
That's why you have to start vaccinating at that point. Well, puppies, if they're not vaccinated, they have no protection after they lose those maternal antibodies. Now, adult dogs, if they've been vaccinated, they're not going to get it. So it's unvaccinated puppies that we're going to see the most of it.
A common misconception is that one vaccination protects the pup. Dr. Leach says that when many people get a dog from a breeder or a shelter, that dog has already had one round of vaccinations, but it still needs more.
People misinterpret that as thinking they are finished with their vaccines. They're not. You want to vaccinate puppies starting at 6 weeks and vaccinate every 3 weeks until they get up to 16 weeks of age. So if you vaccinate, we'll see this all the time. A dog's vaccinated at 9 weeks. The people acquired the dog from someone. They said it had its vaccine. They thought it was finished. And here it is at 6 months of age, it's got parvo. Well, if they had just kept vaccinating it every 3 weeks until 16 weeks, it would have been fine. They wouldn't have got it.
Pam Kinslow of Russellville lost two Chihuahua puppies to parvo. The first, Tigger, died at 8 months old. Pam believed that Tigger had had all of the shots he needed.
The lady that we bought him from out of Oklahoma had gotten him for me for Christmas. And she took him to a vet, I believe, in Springdale and had them all with their shots and the parvo. Actually, he had two rounds of something of parvo, and Tigger still got it.
Dr. Leach says that every vaccine a puppy gets will have parvo in it, and that it is very effective. Still, as the virus is incredibly contagious, he recommends keeping a new pup at home for a while.
You should not take that puppy out to dog parks or go out to where it's around a lot of other dogs. I'd say probably until it's had at least its third parvo vaccine. Now you can let it in your yard, but just don't let it around where a lot of dogs have been.
And if a dog has had parvo, it's a hardy virus and sticks around a home or a yard for a while.
The virus can live in the soil for greater than 7 months. And if it's frozen, it can live even longer. So the virus is very stable. It lives a long time outside the body. So wherever a dog had parvo, had diarrhea or vomit, then that virus is in that substrate, which could be the yard in the soil. Another puppy comes along through there. It's going to acquire it from that.
That's what happened to Pam Kinslow. After Tigger died, she steamed her carpets, cleaned her floors, her walls, even bleached the yard and the sides of her house. And she waited the 7 months her vet told her to wait. In fact, it was almost a year after Tigger died that she got Pee-wee. But after a month or so, Pee-wee too got sick.
Pee-wee just started acting kind of sick. Well, see, he wasn't acting that sick or nothing at first, and then he started messing with the frog. And the frog got real mad, and whatever the frog did to him, he started just yapping and shook his head, and then he started to sneeze and sneezed all night long. And then the next morning, he just acted like he didn't want to do anything, was acting sickly-like and stuff, and he had throwed up. And I thought, wow, that's weird. So I took him out and was loving on him and trying to feed him and stuff with a little eyedropper thing, and he just didn't want it. So I put him in his little pen until I come back at lunch, and he was still being real sick, and he had pooped on himself, and I thought, oh, no. So I took him to the vet and left him for 2 nights.
There isn't anything that can kill parvo. It is just supportive treatment with IV fluids to keep the pup from getting dehydrated. and antibiotics to keep them from getting a secondary infection. Parvo also reduces the white blood cell count. Treatment is expensive, and that is how most puppies die, because owners can't afford it. If you're willing to try treatment at home, some puppies can survive by giving Pedialyte, but it's tricky to keep it down. Dr. Leach says he hasn't necessarily seen more cases this year over others. Typically, he says they see more animals with it in the summertime because they are out and about more. Plus, there are more flies and insects that can carry the disease. Perhaps that's what happened to Pee-wee when he came into contact with that frog. On average, the Staten Animal Hospital sees 5 to 7 dogs with parvo each week. Of those, they are able to save about 75%, who go on to be normal dogs.
Yeah, they're going to be pretty thin when they leave the hospital because they haven't eaten in probably 4 or 5 days. But if you compared them to a sibling that did not get parvo, at a year of age, it'll have caught up. They will have a normal life afterwards if you can get them through the parvo.
Dogs are the only animals that can get the canine parvovirus, though there is something comparable in cats, feline distemper, but it's rare. Dr. Leach says he hasn't treated a cat for distemper in several years. As for dog lover Pam Kinslow, she says she'd like to get another dog, but she's scared of parvo.
I was hoping to. I had a friend that was going to let me have one, and I never did get back in touch with it because it was a newborn, too, and I was scared it would catch it. They keep getting sick on me. Yeah, I put on Facebook, no more, it hurts.
This is Ozarks at Large.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Want to remind you that Friday is Free Cat Friday at the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. All cats, all kittens, free to adopt. Kittens will come spayed or neutered, up to date on shots and microchipped. Applications can be filled out ahead of time to be pre-approved so cats can be taken home on Friday. All cats will be available first come, first serve basis on Friday. Doors open at 10. Numbers will be handed out for those that show up before the doors are open. People could line up beforehand?
I guess wow. So. Free cats.
Okay. All adopted cats must leave the shelter in a carrier. The shelter will have cardboard carriers available for $5. For an adoption application or more information, you can go online to accessfayetteville.org.
Yesterday, organizers of the Midtown Music Showcase announced the lineup for the August 17th event to be held at the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center in Fayetteville.
And I have a question about one of these bands because I kind of like their name.
Okay. Dam Arkansan.
Who've been on on Ozarks before.
Flight Machine.
Okay.
Flip Off Pirates.
They've been on Ozarks.
James Ray Dickard.
Mm-hmm.
And National Park Radio.
Okay, I want to know more about them.
Yeah.
That's my goal for today.
I read that they're local, but...
Yeah, it's very close to, you know...
Yeah.
You could call them... I wonder if fans call them NPR, National Park Radio. I don't know.
Okay. Well, this is the second year for this event, though the name has changed from last year. Last year, it was called the Evelyn Chills Festival. I guess they're trying to do more of a focus on music this year. Mm-hmm. But they will also have food, kid-friendly activities, games, and more. Proceeds will benefit the Fayetteville Public Schools Outback. It's a food pantry and clothing closet for students.
There will be a new literary festival in Fayetteville. It's sponsored by the Fayetteville Public Library in September, called True Lit. It will offer writing workshops, classes on storytelling, several author talks, and more. The event is intended for all ages. You can find out more information just announced yesterday at truelitfest.com.
The University of Arkansas Hog Call, Woo Pig Suey, is a finalist in the SiriusXM College Sports Tradition Tournament this week. The famed signature cheer is competing against the Army-Navy game as the best college football tradition on the SiriusXM College Sports Nation Facebook page. Fans can go to the SiriusXM Facebook page or access the page via ArkansasRazorbacks.com to vote for the Hog Call until 4:30 p.m. on Friday. Arkansas advanced to the finals after defeating other popular college football traditions in earlier rounds of the online contest, including the famed Hedges at the University of Georgia, the 12th Man at Texas A&M University, and Howard's Rock at Clemson University.
And Saturday, dogs and their people will take to the streets of downtown Siloam Springs. It's the 5th annual Dog Day of Summer Downtown Festival in Twin Springs Park, hosted by Main Street Siloam Springs. It will feature a canine good citizen therapy dog training demonstration, along with dog contests for various categories such as cutest dog and pet and owner lookalike. Registration will begin at 8:30 Saturday morning.